That means he want to unfold this plan to you. How to take it. Listen, he didn't tell you to go get something, try to figure out. He gave you his word. So take my word that I use and create my world, then create your world. So your world will be filled with all the good things like my world is filled. He said, thy will be done on earth. Come on, somebody. Did not he say it? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want to ask you a question. Is there any sickness in heaven?
No.
If there's any poverty in heaven,
no.
Then it's God's will that there be no poverty in your life.
Right.
It's God's will that there be no sickness in your life. There be no confusion in your life. There be no stress in your life. For he said, if you got some care, he said, cast all of your care on him. He never told you to carry a care.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He redeemed you from this. That you will be diligent enough, committed enough, serious enough to take God at his word and cut some of that stuff loose that's occupying your time, wasting your time, taking up your time, taking you nowhere, giving you nothing, leaving you high and dry, busted too, and depressed, and you're still fooling with it. But he said, take my word and build your world that you can live here with joy and peace. Although you hear wars, you hear rumors of war, you hear earthquake, you hear tornadoes, you hear storm, you hear all these things, you hear killing and all this stuff, but he said it will not come nigh you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what you do when it comes? You have your children prepared. You have your own self prepared. So when the enemy steps up in your gates, say you're not coming through these gates because they are not open for you. I close them in your faith. How do you close the gates? So they close your gates in the enemy's face by saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I stop you at the gate. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. He said the total, cancellation of our sin, the blood. Other word, remember, we have been given the treasure of redemption by his blood. The total cancellation of our sin. All because of the cascading riches of his grace.
Woo.
Oh, Jesus. This superabundant grace is already powerfully working in us. It's working in me.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Relieving,
thank you.
Releasing within us,
yeah,
all forms of wisdom. I'm going to read it again. Releasing within us all forms of wisdom and practical understanding. How hard is it to say, I thank you, Lord, that all of my needs are met. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I lift my hands and praise and give glory. Is that practical? Understand? I know why I'm lifting my hand. I'm not lifting my hands for you to look at them. I know why I'm doing it. You may see me do it, but that's not why I'm doing it.
Thank you, Lord.
So you can't depress me. You can't shame me because I'm not lifting my hands to you. I'm lifting my hands to him.
Hallelujah.
To glorify him.
Yeah.
Because of the great wisdom and the great understanding that he granted me, that I know I am the the Lord. I'm a child of God. I'm the righteousness of God. I have all my needs met. I'm strong in the Lord. The greater one is on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can have what I say. Therefore, I'm saying.
Thank you, Lord.
Why did I do it? Because the words fell on good ground. I prepared my heart to believe God and cast down the doubts and the unbelief. I chose to believe God and take him at his word. Early in the morning will I seek you, Lord. I'm up early every morning. I guess the latest I sleep in is on Saturday morning. Because prayer ain't until 8 o'clock. Prayer don't start till 8 o'clock Saturday morning. That's about the latest I sleep. Rest of the morning I'm up. Like this morning, I was up at 2:30. When you want something from God, you get up.
Come on,
amen. And I wouldn't, and I didn't go out to the office and went there to go to sleep for your part.
Right.
If you think that's what I did. I mean, how do you want what God has for you? Well, then you got to go get it.
All right, man.
Yeah, but I know it belongs to me, and the devil tried to steal it from me. You ain't taking this from me.
Amen.
This belongs to me. God, Jesus paid for it with his blood, and it belongs to me, and I shall have it.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, persecution come to all. But the persecution only stop those that will stay with the word.
Right.
It'll choke the word. You'll stop praying. You'll stop reading the word. You'll stop coming to church. You'll give up on church. You'll make excuses. You won't show up. And when you show up, you sit as close as you can to the back door so you'll be the first one out. And those kind of people go nowhere fast. I can understand if the church full, you have to sit where you can sit.
Yeah.
But when you have a choice, your attitude tells you you out before you in. Come on, somebody. I'm preaching better than you talking back to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. But when you want it, it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
You do what you got to do.
Yes.
Get the word in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I want a world filled with peace and joy, victory and love and prosperity. I have experienced this through the years, and I want it to get better.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I ain't planning on it getting worse.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not going backward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Framing your world for Saul. Which one are you? Are you the beaten path, gravels, the one that got choked with the cares? Or are you the good soul? Good soul gonna be up praying. Good soul gonna be fasting. Good soul gonna be making confession. Good soul gonna be meditating in the word. Good soul gonna walk in the light of the word. Good soul gonna be doers of the word. Good soul gonna walk in love. Good soul gonna do their husband right. Good soul gonna do their wife right. Good soul gonna raise their children right. Good soul gonna be faithful in their job. They're not gonna get somewhere and try to run off in the bathroom and take a break and to stay in the 30, 40 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for the soul. Thank you, Lord.
I'm good soul.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I said hallelujah. So when trouble comes, because surely you live, trouble gonna show up.
Yes.
Stuff gonna come at you.
Yes.
Stuff gonna come at your body.
Uh-huh.
Stuff gonna come at your family. Stuff, the devil gonna try your finance. He gonna try everything he can. But if you're a good soul, I'm a faithful tither. I'm a faithful tither. I give. I stand on the word. I believe when I release my seed.
Hallelujah.
So you like, just get out of my way, because I'm walking down the path of success. and light is shining on my way. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen, somebody. I say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So my world is framed. My path is laid out. And light is on my path. And I know where I'm going because I see where I'm going. I'm going from victory to victory to victory. So problem is waving at me. Hey, come over here. I'm too busy walking down my path. I don't have time to fool with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. Woo. I thank you, Lord. It changed in my life. Getting better to me every day. You're getting stronger on the inside. Thank you that this word is finding a place in the hearts of good soil today. Hallelujah. I want you to say this. Say, Lord, I'm good soil. I am good soil. Your word is finding a place in my heart to remain and be and bring increase in my life. Thank you, Lord. I'm increasing right now. Thank you, Lord. I see clear now than I did before. And I know how to maintain. And I shall maintain. And I shall go forward because I know it's more for me. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.